Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
Winter isn't done with Wyoming yet, as forecasters have issued both a winter weather advisory and a winter storm warning for much of central and southern Wyoming. The spring storm will pack a punch with heavy snow, driving wind, and limited visibility on the roads. Some areas will see rain mixed with snow, and travelers are being warned to be on the lookout for black ice. Northern Wyoming will get a taste of the storm with cloudy skies and a chance of snow into the weekend and cool temperatures. Highs this week will be in the 30s and 40s for much of the Bighorn Basin. While the pandemic, thankfully, appears to have slowed its spread, we're not done just yet. The Wyoming Department of Health announced two more deaths attributed to the virus, bringing the state's death toll to 703. There have also been 53 new cases reported across Wyoming, with over 48,000 reported cases in the state since the pandemic's outbreak. 19 people are currently hospitalized with COVID-19. It's estimated that nearly 22% of Wyoming citizens have received vaccinations against the virus. The state has eliminated all health advisory mandates except two, requiring students to wear masks and socially distance while in school, and indoor events of 500 or more may be held at 50% of capacity.
If your plan involves a party, it's your responsibility to plan for a safe and sober ride home. A DWI is a serious crime with serious consequences. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. If you get busted, you may lose your license, pay thousands of dollars in court costs, legal fees, and higher insurance rates. Make sure your last call is a safe one. Order up a sober ride, and please, don't drink and drive.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
Pal Ace Hardware has all the supplies and parts you need for your home improvement projects. Stop in today for painter's tape, drop cloths, brushes, and more. Pal Ace, downtown Powell.
Documents filed this week in Natrona County District Court allege that a Casper man gave a 13-year-old girl methamphetamine, then produced child pornography with her. Salvador Salas is charged with a long list of crimes, including second-degree sexual abuse of a minor, sexual exploitation of children, and at least seven other charges linked to drugs. Police became involved in the case when the girl's mother took her to Wyoming Medical Center for what turned out to be extensive methamphetamine ingestion. The girl told authorities that she had smoked meth with Salas. After obtaining a search warrant and executing it, they recovered drugs and paraphernalia, as well as hundreds of videos on Salas' computer depicting child pornography, including videos made with the alleged victim. Some videos were of children as young as infants. Salas was taken into custody and will make his initial appearance before a judge soon. Wyoming Republican Representative Liz Cheney continues to beat the war drum after the Biden administration announced a complete troop withdrawal from Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the World Trade Center attacks. Cheney issued a statement strongly condemning the move, saying, quote, "Wars don't end when one side abandons the fight." Citing an ongoing threat of terrorist attacks, both here in America and abroad, Cheney claims the administration does not understand the threat or is simply ignorant. Other Republicans have criticized the move as well, including Lindsey Graham. However, others, including former President Donald Trump, have called for troops to be removed from what some have called America's endless wars.
This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.